Represented by one of his aides, Mr. Adekunle, the Minister of Interior said the program was an ephemeral impact-driven job creation strategy meant to last for 3 months, within which it would accommodate 774,000 unemployed Nigerians across the 774 local governments of the Federation. Mr. Adegbesola explained that the program was a product of the National Economic Sustainability Plan, NESP, developed by the Economic Sustainability Committee set up by President Muhammadu Buhari as an urgent response to the economic consequences of the COVID-19 pandemic.
This strategy is intended to facilitate the creation of productive and inclusive societies in all our nation. It is also aimed at shielding the most vulnerable from the ravaging effects of COVID-19 pandemic, which include but are not limited to pervasive hunger, poverty, environmental degradation, and joblessness.
He said it will provide necessary economic palliative for young Nigerians, while those who diligently participate in the exercise could deploy the skill acquired into starting a new business after the expiration of the program. He stated further that the concept, which was adopted to fast-track the achievement of the Economic Recovery and Economic Plan 2017 to 2020 of the federal government, had already been piloted in 8 states of the Federation in order to measure its impact on the rising unemployment and insecurity in some parts of the country. In a remark, the governor of Osun State, Mr. Gboyega Oyetola, commended President Muhammadu Buhari's commitment to poverty eradication through its various youth empowerment program, carefully designed to provide opportunities for young Nigerians. Represented by his deputy, Mr. Benedict Alavi, the Osun State governor noted that 30,000 persons across the 30 local government areas of the state would benefit from the program.
The program, though a short-term response to the rising spate of unemployment in our country, deserves to be commended for its ambitious coverage and transparent recruitment processes.
He said the extended special public work program aligned with his administration's workable modality named Osun Youth Policy that articulates government visions, objectives, and plan in driving its focused agenda for young people. Earlier, the Deputy Director General of the National Directorate of Employment, NDE, Malam Ismail Yakin, said the agency was prepared to diligently execute the project in order to justify the confidence reposed in it by the federal government. Under the ESPW, the beneficiaries will carry out specially selected work peculiar to their local government areas. The program is expected to hold for 3 months between January and April this year. From Oshogbo, Adenitan Akinola, Radio Nigeria.